knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and ride to our quiet dancing table. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. This is Tuesday, the 21st day of March, the second day of spring. How about that? The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. All of us can stand improvement. I know I can. I'm sure most of you can as well. Your cardio, strength, everything needs to be worked on. If you have health issues, be sure to check with your healthcare professional before you start anything strenuous. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. We're waiting for calls from Dave Hodges, who has not called yet. Hopefully, looks like Dave might be calling in right now, and Steve Bannoon. In the meantime, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Have you with us, sir? I see Dave is typing a note here on Skype, so we'll be able to read that momentarily. The latest news regarding, that I'm aware of, regarding Ukraine is a rejection of a ceasefire attempt by the United States. Do you have any follow-up or knowledge on that, Jeff, for us?
No, there's... To some extent, peace, you know, negotiating and those kind of things is a kind of a game all of its own. And the chief thing that the Ukrainians are concerned with is that the Russians will be able to hold on to territory that they will then use as a base for relaunching the war from.
Well, we just got an update from Dave Hodges. He'll join us the second hour, so we'll be the three of us for the time being. No word from Mr. Bannoon yet. Well, you can't have a peace agreement until a ceasefire is first. Typically, there's a ceasefire, and then peace negotiations begin. That's typically what happens in most wars, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, it depends. It happened in the Korean War, and they just had a ceasefire, basically.
Right. Right, and that continues after, what, 70 years or so? It's been in effect, the ceasefire with Korea?
Yeah, about 70 years, that's right. But they never got, you know, so there's never been a peace treaty out of the Korean War.
Amazing. That this animosity continues between these two great powers all these decades. Well, Jeff, what other updates on war in Ukraine do you have for us this morning, sir?
Well, the level of the fighting, despite what people are hearing, is lower than it was in January. I mean, they've been having rain. They're getting into the Rasputista. The winter is, you know, what is this, the last day of winter, or it's going to be tomorrow?
First day of spring was yesterday.
Right. Yesterday was the first day of spring. So, the next couple months are going to be wet. And so operations aren't particularly good. You know, the Russians have adapted to the HIMAR attacks on their ammunition. So they have more dispersed, smaller ammunition stockpiles. So that's helping them in their, you know, organizing artillery attacks. And it's just mostly been a case of artillery, and Bakhmut in the middle of the line has been the focus still. But it's not, you know, the line is pretty static. There's not a whole lot of movement.
And this what, as we've said before, for benefit of our new listeners, Ukraine has some of the best, deepest topsoil for agriculture on the planet, which also means when it's wet, it has some of the finest mud on the planet, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's the soil from the Great River, you know, and the other rivers that run through the country. But it's, you know, Russia has the same problem. You know, when the Germans launched their offensive at Moscow, it was also the fall rainy season, which is much shorter, stalled all their tanks. But Rasputitsa is very famous in Ukraine, of course. And they still have dirt roads there. Not all the roads are paved. There's been a lot of paving, you know, a lot more paved roads and highways now than, you know, there weren't any long paved highways in the Soviet Union outside of Donbass. And I'm not sure why they had them there, but there were very few paved roads in the Soviet Union of any length.
Well, Soviet Union has 11 time zones, and if they had freedom, if they had capitalism, they would have the equivalent of our interstate highways across 11 time zones with Holiday Inns and Denny's and all kinds of attractions, wouldn't they?
Well, they do have paved highways now, not going all the way all through all 11. Time zones, they still use the Trans-Siberian Railway, you know, for travel back into the Far East. But,
right.
You know, there's been a lot of modernization, you know, since the 1940s. But it's still not, their infrastructure is still not the equivalent of ours or a West European country.
Well, I've interviewed World War II vets who met Russians in Germany at the end of World War II, and they said these men had never seen water come out of a faucet before. That's how primitive they were. These Asians that had been drafted into the Russian army.
Well, you have to remember that most Russians in the 1940s had been born on, you know, collective farms. Two-thirds of the population of the country was you know, rural. And they didn't have indoor plumbing in any of the rural places in Russia at that time. And it was only in the larger cities, you know. So, you know, and there were lots of places like that in the United States in the 1920s.
Oh, yes. I have neighbors within a five-minute drive of me that don't have indoor plumbing. Yeah. So it's still, and my father, when he was drafted in World War II, he says, "Son, I met men who got their first pair of shoes when they were drafted into the U.S. Army." So, yeah. So there's plenty of poverty to go around, isn't there?
Well, back then, you have to remember, the United States, you know, in the 1930s, the units that later became cavalry, you know, became armor, were cavalry units. You go back, you look at what Patton was commanding in the 1930s, and you'd see cavalry.
Right. Ronald Reagan was a member of a cavalry unit.
Yeah. So, I mean, horses, the German, to get, you know, Germany was considered a modern country in the 1930s and 40s. In the 40s, more than 80% of the German army had horse-drawn transport during World War II. Like 83% of the German army had, you know, that was what they used, horse-drawn transport.
Right.
And, of course, we had that until we fully motorized during the war. You know, we pretty much had the industrial power to motorize all of our divisions. So, but, you know, until we gave all those trucks to Russia, the Russian army, except for its few motorized divisions, were used horse-drawn transport, you know, and right through much of the war, there were Russian formations with horse-drawn transport and large cavalry formations. You know, Russia had many, many cavalry divisions in World War II.
Well, my information is that the People's Liberation Army has a 1 million horse cavalry right now, which solved one of the mysteries to me in a book of Revelation. It talks about a million horse cavalry coming from the east in the book of Revelation. And there's still a lot of, as far as logistics, a lot of advantages to horses, because they, the nature of a horse and the logistics of taking care of them as opposed to motorized transport. So there, apparently some armies still think there's a place for horses, don't they, Jeff?
Well, if you had a nuclear war with EMP, a horse, a cavalry division can't be stopped with an EMP weapon.
No, not at all.
But modern technology, modern starter switches and so on, can be stopped by EMP attacks.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. That is exactly right. Yeah, question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. A lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth over the head of China and Russia getting together right now in Moscow. That doesn't surprise you at all, though, Jeff, does it?
No. No, they've been allies since, well, for more than 30 years and probably throughout the whole Cold War. And the actual Sino-Soviet split was exaggerated by them for strategic reasons.
Right. Right. Very successfully. Behind the scenes, they were always cooperating. Now their cooperation has gone public, hasn't it?
Basically, yeah.
So what does that mean for the rest of us? This alliance, militarily, politically, economically, between China and Russia?
Well, it means that we need our allies more than ever, because they're going to try to use the economic leverage of China to break our allies off from us, and the gas and oil blackmail of the Russians to push them out of our alliance into theirs. They're going to try to strangle our allies, and they're going to try to use other methods. I mean, no country should trade with communist China that is not a communist country, because China is going to use that open door of trade to subvert the country. Any question?
Leon, you got a comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what he's saying. But how does he address the most recent Seymour Hersh study of how we attacked with Norway and annihilated Nord Stream 1 and 2? And so, yeah, you want to talk about pushing away our allies? Who can trust us if we're going to blow up the infrastructure of Germany and in Europe? How can we really say we're friends if we torture infrastructure, put you in the dark, and make all your prices go up 1,000% in power? How does that apply?
Well, there's two questions there. You're assuming that the Seymour Hersh story is true, and Seymour Hersh is operating from one source. We don't know whether he's being fed garbage or not. If the U.S. government, if that would have had to have been the president ordered it, if that did occur... Well, Congress certainly wasn't consulted, but if that attack occurred, look, Mr. Biden is someone who's taken money from China, hasn't he? If you believe the allegations surrounded the laptop. So Mr. President Biden is a compromised person, compromised by their Chinese-Russian alliance. If he was going to harm our ally, he would be helping them, wouldn't he? He'd be helping Russia and China.
Correct. In that same regard, he also, both him and Victoria Nuland, said, we will stop the Nord Stream pipeline. And when that occurred, she was ecstatic. Both of them are on TV saying that. So, you know, it's a smoking gun right here. And where there's smoke, there's fire. So whether you believe Seymour Hersh, who has the integrity about the My Lai massacre, so did he win 3 or 5?
Seymour Hersh is a very communist-connected guy. They have to be careful. He publicized the My Lai massacre to harm the U.S. military. That's a case of bringing attention to something that was bad that was done in the U.S. Army, but the intention was to harm us. Seymour Hersh is not a lover of the United States. I regard him as an enemy of the United States.
If you're a whistleblower and you love humans as compared to a country, and you believe that humanity is more important than the financial money going into the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower talked about before his departure. So we already know that I'm not, being a Navy officer, I don't want to see anybody die, but I'm going to protect our country. But I'm glad that he did talk about My Lai massacre, because we just can't keep killing everybody, napalming them all over the planet, just because we want to make the fat cat money bags lots of money while we control and dictate the resources of the world. So if he did blow up Nord Stream pipeline, yeah, we have definitely alienated, and there will be.
What does the My Lai massacre have to do with money bags making money?
What I'm talking about is that he had the integrity to say, look, it's wrong that we're killing people, whether he was against the war or not. He's just saying, look, we're just torturing these people with napalm and everything else, and they're doing it. I mean, you were using a white phosphorus, and you talk to anybody who's been in the theater recently, they already know how bad it is and how devastating it is. So what I'm saying is that if we can violate Article 5 and hurt our own allies or supposed allies, then regardless of who the whistleblower was and their emotional or physiological and ideological leanings are, they're bringing it to attention that they want to stop the war. We don't need to have a million people die here as well, or have it go to World War III and go nuclear. So that's my concern, Jeff, period.
Yeah, nobody wants World War III. And I don't approve. You know, we used white phosphorus on the Germans in World War II.
Yep.
That wasn't right. We bombed Dresden in World War II. That wasn't right. But that still doesn't make the Nazis good.
No.
See, the thing is you got to be careful with that. And it still doesn't mean there isn't a threat to the United States. See, people can get all mixed up and get on their moral high horse about bad things we do. Look, if we were not allowed to defend ourselves because of the My Lai massacre, or because we used phosphorus in World War II or Agent Orange in Vietnam, by the way, our enemies, all of them, have done much worse. Much worse. These countries, these people in China, that party, that Communist Party in China, killed 60 million people since 1949, when that regime came into existence. So you're talking about people who make our bad people look like Boy Scouts.
I agree.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't be going after people who break the law and do bad things here. We don't want corruption here. We don't want murderers here. We don't want atrocities here. We shouldn't be doing those things. But when it comes to the Ukraine war, the Ukraine people are innocent of any of these mass murders. Their regime hasn't even committed anything like that on the scale that we or the Russians have. And as far as, you know, the Ukraine war, the Ukrainians are fighting it. There's no Americans there who haven't joined the Ukrainian army. I mean, Americans are free to join. They joined the French army in World War I and World War II before the U.S. got involved. Look, if Americans want to go over there and fight, that's their business. But it's not America. America's not fighting. We're just giving weapons.
Yeah, but we're also doing the advisors in Poland and the other countries. And we were controlling some of the
Poland's drones. Poland's a NATO country. It's an ally. Of course we have advisors there.
Right, but I'm saying these are pretty much the stepping stones that we did in Cambodia and Laos and all the other countries, and that we had people.
With stepping stones, what do you mean?
Oh, to a larger conflict. Just like with Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan and helping the freedom fighters, but all they became were the Taliban and the Mujahideen. So, you know, all we're doing is the same stuff we've done in the past. We do proxy wars, and then we do some silly. We have a false flag, Gulf of Tonkin, a shoot down, a drone attacks, and then we say, "Oh, that's the reason why we need to escalate this to a full war," even though we haven't had a declaration of war since World War II. Everything else.
I don't understand. The Russians invaded Ukraine. We didn't do a Gulf of Tonkin thing. There's no proxy war. It's a real war. It's a real war where Russia's trying to take over Ukraine.
But we're giving them.
See, a proxy war would be between like North Vietnam.
Gentlemen, hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for their buildings, their generators, their vehicles, you can get them at thelibertyman.com. EMP has graciously grandfathered my listeners into a $50 discount for each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, your generator, your home. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. We're having some interesting discourse between these two gentlemen, and if you'd like to join in, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. I'm not sure we're going to reach any particular conclusion between the two of you talking, gentlemen. You both have your own resources, and my belief, just listening to two of you, is Leon's concern is more of a general nature as to the value of human life, and Jeff is more focused on the actual nuances of the international communist conspiracy. And I'm not sure there's going to be any resolution between the two of you on those two topics. So let's move on from there. Is that okay? Leon, you okay with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Jeff, what updates, if any, do you have on the Chinese and Taiwan and what the Chinese are, what their plans are, if you have any updates for us, sir?
No, there's nothing changed right now.
Okay. We're getting reports, Jeff, that there's an alliance between the Central and South American drug cartels and the Communist Chinese. What information on, if any, do you have on that, sir?
Well, the drug cartels in Central and South America are primarily connected to Russia. But the Chinese triads, the Chinese were involved in Peru, and they've gotten involved in Mexico. And I don't know what other smaller countries they've been involved with, but the Chinese triads go where the Chinese go. Chinese organized crime, for example, is in Canada. That was a major function in their infiltration of Canada. They actually, if you look at the Sidewinder report, which is, I believe it's illegal to possess it in Canada. It's a joint study of the Canadian Royal Mounted Police and the CIS, the Canadian Intelligence Service. And it states that treaties were signed between Chinese criminal organizations and the Chinese military and military intelligence and the Chinese KGB. So when it comes to Mexico, if you're a reader of the Los Angeles Times, which is a pretty good paper when it comes to news reporting, the Times has reported quite often that the Russian mafia, of course, which is an extension of the Russian intelligence services, is aligned, and actually it's the father mafia of many of the Mexican organized crime groups. And this has been known for a long time. If you go to Joe Douglas's work, who was more than 30 years ago, wrote Red Cocaine, The Drugging of America, there was much congressional testimony at the time showing that about two-thirds of the international drug trade was really controlled through surrogates of Russia and or China, with Russia having the preponderance over China. But heroin, cocaine was the big one in South America that the Russians really controlled. And, of course, the Russians started out with heroin and marijuana. And, of course, you'll see the Mexican mafia is into both heroin, marijuana, cocaine, and you got fentanyl coming in from China now. But it's a weapon. And it was Mao Zedong, about 70 years ago, more than 70 years ago, said we need to have an opium war against the West. And when Khrushchev came in, he said, yeah, let's do it. We can do it really in a more sophisticated way. The Russians engaged in a several-year study on organized crime and laundering money through banks. How corrupt are the banks in North and South America? And this is partly in the book, and it was integrated into their long-range strategy in the late 50s. And in 1960, the Russians began the operation was called Friendship of Nations, was the drug operation. And the Russians were the leaders. I think they still are the leaders in international organized crime, but the Chinese are not too far behind.
Amazing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my website pretty much 7 days a week. The humor section is relatively new. It's a new one of the newest panels I've got. A lot of funny things, and we need humor in our lives. We really do. A lot of funny memes and videos there. And, of course, things you'll find nowhere else on the Internet. Seriously, nowhere else on the Internet. The latest intelligence briefing is put together 5 days a week by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. And, of course, articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, published nowhere else on the Internet. And Proxit will help you achieve your goals. Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment, the Liberator rocket heater. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We have these beautiful stoves, wood-burning stoves that make no smoke, in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? You have arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get back to our discussion, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every video and article.
That's pretty simple, quick. I've done it myself. I hope other people will do it as well. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, or the first hour, we had a friend of mine. He's also a caller. He called in live on the show from Hawaii. He's a retired commercial airline pilot. In fact, he also had a commercial airline pilot, a pilot's license from one of our South American neighbors. He is very knowledgeable of the South American culture, Central American culture. And his private information from Hawaii is that MS-13 gang members are being flown in by a company he used to work for. They're one of the airlines in Hawaii, into a Marine base. Now, I asked him for further updates as he can get them, but that fits hand in glove with the information you have already about the cartels and the Russians working together, doesn't it, sir?
Well, MS-13 is a communist criminal organization, so it's not just a crime group. And of course, why you would fly such people into a U.S. base? What does that mean? What do they mean they're flying them in? What?
Well, it means there's cooperation between the executive branch and this group, is what it tells me.
Yeah, well, that would be, look, the Democratic Party, and I've said this before, was infiltrated by the communists. And I had a communist organizer. I was at a speech in 1983, which now is 40 years ago, in college, and I heard that he said, we're infiltrating the Democratic Party to take it over and elect stealth communist presidents. And I believe, looking at the last election and looking at the three previous ones, that's what they were doing. I think that's who Biden is. I think he's a shill for the communists. I think that's who Obama was, mentored by the Communist Party member Frank Marshall Davis. And I think that's who the Clintons are. And I think you look at the people around them, you look at their connections. You know, the Institute of Policy Studies, a KGB-supported or communist Cuban-supported think tank, supported the Clintons. They picked people, advisors and all kinds of people out of that group. You know, the far left in America is embedded with communists, and these administrations carried them into the Justice Department, into the CIA, into other agencies. We have three administrations of stealth communist presidents. That's my suspicion.
Right, right. Well, that reminds me, back in 1972, I was a young paralegal. I had just graduated, and I found out about a group called the National Lawyers Guild, and it impressed me at the time as a group that would help my career, help my profession as a young paralegal. So I went to their national convention in Austin, Texas, with several young lawyers, one of whom became a Missouri Supreme Court justice, by the way. Walk in the door, there's a general session going on, and the woman speaking was announcing how proud she was to be a communist. I was so, so disappointed. I left that group, never went back. I wanted nothing to do with them. But that was more than half a century ago. So the communists have been really good at infiltrating key areas of our culture, haven't they, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Well, they've infiltrated the government and the schools. You know, I mean, so look at what they're teaching your kids. Look at what they're in the universities and the colleges. They're a small group of highly organized people who've won over a large segment of the population. See, most people who believe in the communist line don't know it's a communist line, because they make their ideology not transparent. That's what your agenda is.
Precisely.
People should read the program of the Communist Party USA. It's called The Road to Socialism, and they'll find there that that's what the Democratic Party is following. And right. If you read it, which is quite amazing.
You're going, oh my God, before I get to our next caller, the former, he may still be, the former head of the U.S. Communist Party ran for president every cycle for years, and he finally said, I don't need to do this anymore because the Democrats are doing it on my behalf. Here's our next caller. It looks like Sherman, Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, Roundtable. I needed some help with an analysis of last year, the numerous reports of drone swarms hovering over our Navy warships were reported. And there wasn't a whole lot of follow-up. If I could briefly comment, Ecclesiastes 10:20, do not curse the king, even in your thought. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. Bird could actually be prophetic. Prophesying by means of birds was customary among the Hittites, ancient Egyptians, and Mesopotamia. And the legend of Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, Remus observed 6 eagles flying and Romulus 12. So they located Rome based on Romulus 12 eagle sighting. But bird could be interpreted as phones, electronic wiretapping, drones, any of those that the language of Solomon he probably didn't understand. Is there any updates on these drone swarms as UFOs or drones?
Lynn, or either one of you, Lynn or Jeff, any updates on either of those topics?
Well, I personally don't know about the drone coverage, and I actually have to do research on that. All I know is that we lost a lot of them to the Iranians when they captured the boats, Navy boats, and they had those guys as prisoners for a while. So I don't have any other further info.
Okay. Jeff, you got any follow-up on that before we move on?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anything else, Sherman?
No. I tried.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sherman. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering, did any of you guys happen to see the interview with Gordon Chang by Brandon House on WVW Broadcast Network?
I didn't myself. Leon, did you see it?
Negative. Gordon I didn't.
Okay. Jeff, did you see that Gordon Chang interview?
No.
Okay. Well, none of us have seen it. Anything else, Kyle?
Okay. Well, yeah. I was going to say, because he interviewed him for about 20, I think it's 26 minutes, and it's really worth watching, because he was saying in this interview that there will be a coming war with China, and he said, as if I remember correctly, as early as 6 months from now, or but probably no later than 2 years, and that it will be a that people had better get ready to live off grid, and to have Chinese troops on our soil with U.S. cities blown up. That was quite startling. But it's worth watching for people to hear. Anyway, I just...
Okay, Kyle, can you send a link to that interview to my email, please? I'd appreciate it.
Do you have a cell phone? Is that one of your numbers, a cell phone, John?
I don't access the internet on my cell phone. Forward it to my email address. It's at my website.
I will try to do that. I'm kind of technologically challenged with some of that stuff.
Well, find a bright 12-year-old to do it for you. Like we had my pastor's 14-year-old son helped us with our smart TV about a month ago.
Hey, Kyle. If you send it to me, I'll send it to him, Kyle.
All right, I can send. What I did is I took a picture of it, and what I can do, Leon, is send you a picture of what the interview looked like.
Yes, sir, and I'll find the link and I'll send it to him. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks, Leon. Okay,
well,
guys.
Thanks.
But I was wondering,
Kyle.
My point to this is specifically kind of set to Jeff. Jeff, what do you think about the potential of that happening?
Well, I wrote a book more than 30 years ago that was published more than 20 years ago, called The Origins of the Fourth World War, in which I described that exact event. When you're aware of the defector literature, and when you study what the communist powers, Russia and China, and their allies want, that is, their ultimate goal is to come here to the United States and destroy the country or take it over, and from the secret speech of Jiao Chen, and from what Colonel Lunev told me, to create a second China in the lower 48 states. Russia's going to get Alaska, and Canada's going to probably mostly go to Russia too. So that's been their plan. And they basically formalized that at the end of the Cold War in late 91, early 92. And that's what the defector Colonel Stanislav Lunev knew. So
I guess what I'm asking, Jeff, though, is what do you think of that particular time frame? As early as possibly this month? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they're behind schedule, but Elmer Yuan, who spoke, talked about his sources in China 2 years ago, May, said that his sources had told him that basically the original plan between the Chinese and Russians was that they would take down the United States in 2035, that China would surpass the United States in 2027, or around there, 2027, 28. And then they would go way ahead of us, and then they would take us out. But his testimony to this is what he told the Committee on the Present Danger of China, right? This is, and actually was in May of 2021, so it was a year ago May. He said that because they of economic problems they were having, and likely connected to Trump's trade policies, they decided they had to go early and that they were ahead of schedule in terms of overtaking the United States militarily. And, of course, they are aligned with the Russians. So the World War III timeline, and I suspect, we don't know for sure that the unleashing of the virus of COVID-19 was a precursor attack in setting up World War III. In both creating social unrest and degrading our economy, where's our military wherewithal when our economy is on the ropes now because of the extreme pressure that economic pressures that were put on because of the lockdowns, and now the war in Ukraine where they're actually breaking certain supply chains, and then they're squeezing our allies in Europe by cutting off the gas. Before that pipeline was, by the way, that pipeline that was blown up, there was no gas moving through it, none, right? The fact is that the Russians want to pressure the major countries in Europe to go over to their side by using energy as a weapon. And so it's all part of this larger plan to take us down. Every little piece of their advance is an advance towards us, towards coming here and causing devastation here. When we are sufficiently weakened, they will invade and they will bomb us.
Yeah. There's
no doubt.
That.
Yeah.
And I think personally people need to start preparing for war here, and you better get ready in a sense of having, just like Gordon Chang in a sense said, you better get used to living with no electricity or whatever you can generate for a short period of time. The food on hand for your own logistics, your own medical, and as much weaponry as you can afford. But I personally think that's where we're headed, and we're going to be there probably or possibly by even as soon as this coming winter, because that's exactly what he said. And he said, you'll see American cities bombed. I mean, big cities bombed. I thought that was startling. But I will send you this picture, Leon, and then you can get the link to John, because it is stunning. Anyway, sure. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
Okay, sounds good. Call number is 512-248-8252. The first book of yours I read, Jeff, was The Origins of the Fourth World War. That's been 18, 20 years ago or something. That's what brought you to my attention. And then I think you were writing a column for WorldNet Daily at the time also, and I began interviewing you about 18 years ago, didn't I?
Yeah, that would be – I wrote for WorldNet Daily from 1999 to 2001 for
right.
a little over 2 years.
Right.
2.5 years almost, if you count the magazine articles. So, very few people read the defector literature, and it's a matter of strategy is common sense, but it's also its own language. And so when you hear what these people are saying and you finally digest it, you realize it's real. It's not some kind of conspiracy theory. It's just this is what they've always been after, and these are their ultimate goals. That's why I'm concerned about Ukraine, because it's one of the stepping stones on their way here. And possibly the reason we haven't been attacked with nuclear weapons is because the Russian army is stuck in Ukraine. Because their military doctrine is they use their army together with nuclear weapons. They bomb and then they go in.
That's right. Okay. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. We'll be joined at the top of the hour, I believe, with Dave Hodges. I have not heard from Steve Bannon. So we got just about 5 minutes here before the top of the hour. Jeff, when President Trump was president, active duty president as opposed to former president, I said multiple times that I thought you should have a workspace in the West Wing of the White House advising the president. Of course, that wouldn't be tolerated now, would it, sir?
Well, I don't think it would have been tolerated then.
Well, it should have been. It probably wouldn't have been, but it should have been. That's my opinion. Your work is very foundational. I don't know. Now, you've sat across the interview table from these high-level KGV defectors, and I know one other person personally, that's Sam Andrews, who my Monday guest, who was part of a security detail to protect one of these guys, and he spent many hours with that individual, but not that was the only one that was he was assigned to. These gentlemen, there may have been some. Were there any women? Was it all men?
And they were all men.
Right, right. These gentlemen are just a wealth of knowledge, information about the true intentions of the International Commerce Conspiracy, what their plans are, how they plan on carrying out those plans, and what their goals are.
I take it back. I did extensively talk to the wife of a KGB officer.
Okay.
Who worked with him. She was a historian. Marina Kalashnikova.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but you know, the things you can learn from people from these countries. My first defector that I spoke to was a friend of mine who I met by chance, who was a scientific defector in the 1990s. So, you know, getting to know these people and to have relationships with them, you get to know the culture, you get to know the mindset, you get to learn all kinds of things that you can only really learn from a friend as well. And then from reading the books and having the background in talking with them, and they'll correct your mistakes and your misapprehensions. They're usually not too shy about that. But yeah, and a lot of these people have stopped talking. That's one thing that people need to know, because they're all afraid, because their people of their kind have been murdered. You know, and Alexander Litvinenko was murdered in 2006 with radioactive polonium on Putin's orders. You have the Skripals. He was a GRU defector. Was poisoned with Novichok here a couple of years back, a few years back now. So it's these people are killed. And they live in witness protection, many of them.
That's right. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.